going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Adam Schefter on the big topic all around Pittsburgh today, all around Steelers Nation, and that is what's going to happen with the draft. Is Shedeur Sanders going to be picked? Is he going to be the next guy anointed as the Steelers franchise quarterback, the successor to Ben Roethlisberger? And I heard an Adam Schefter waffling there. I heard an Adam Schefter who was not really sure of what's going to go on. I'm going to try to read into that answer and hyperanalyze it, what I think he was saying without saying, because I don't think he wants to put it this bluntly and directly.
You mean psychoanalyze it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I always like a good line read, the line reading here.
I think Mike Tomlin wants Shedeur Sanders, and I think the owner is less convinced of it. I think the owner is still of the opinion that all of those needs need to be filled and boxes need to be checked. And he was a guy that was pounding the table for defensive line when he talked about the Steelers' disappointing end of the season against the Ravens. But I think Art can be dissuaded of that by the rhetoric of Tomlin. And I think that Art also knows that the quickest way to get out of this quagmire they're in is by finding the right quarterback. So I think that's what Schefter's trying to sort through there. Like, can they get on the same page before they're on the clock tonight if Sanders is still there? And if they can't, then do they? I mean, I think that they will. I think Omar Khan's job tonight is basically to keep everybody abreast of what they can do as far as moving down in the draft and fielding those calls and trying to persuade or cajole somebody to take that 21st pick. And at that point, maybe Mike can say to Art, hey, Art, like, let's try to have our cake and eat it too. I think we can move down a half dozen spots, still get Shedeur Sanders with that pick. And then with that extra pick we picked up, I'm telling you, there's a defensive lineman who we can play right now and he'll make our team better. That's how I hear that. Like,
I just think Shedeur Sanders is not the player it's worth even considering any of that for. And it would frustrate me immensely that Mike Tomlin would again go for what I would consider it a lazy analysis by Tomlin. He loves the fact that he's a coach's son. He loves the fact that he's got NFL bloodlines. We've heard Mike say these things time and again, chapter and verse. He is not Shedeur Sanders. His father, athletically, I will stress that if he was his father athletically, he would be getting his name called by the Tennessee Titans with the number one overall pick in this year's draft. Like, I would think that's such a perfunctory analysis by Mike that if that is the situation, if you're spitballing here correctly, that this is the dynamic playing out within that front office and that power structure, it'll be immensely frustrating to me.
It just, the way I interpret what you said there about Tomlin, you said lazy. I think he wants box office quarterbacks. I think he wants to win. I think he likes the shine of winning now with big names.
When I say lazy analysis by him, it's, did you watch the tape? Do you really like the arm, Mike? Do you really think this guy is so much better of a prospect than the last
first-round
quarterback?
I know, but I think he gets his rocks off with, okay, I'm going to pick the guy from Pitt, and I'm going to win with him. All right, that didn't work.
I still think that was art.
That didn't work. I don't think Mike had to be taken kicking and screaming into that.
He didn't have to have his arm twisted. I'm sure he liked that part of it.
I think Mike got excited about Russell Wilson. Sean Payton couldn't win with this guy. I'm going to get him. I'm going to resuscitate his career.
Aaron Rodgers.
And Shedeur Sanders. There's no bigger name in college football, even though Cam Ward is going to go with the first pick. Sanders is a much, much, much bigger name. The team that picks Sanders, and even if it's not the Steelers, the team that picks Sanders is going to get talking to be in the spotlight this NFL season way more than the Titans with the number one quarterback that gets picked because of the guy's last name. And we've seen Tomlin make picks based on last names before. The last time he did and it didn't work because he picked Edmonds and he was not very good. But the time before he did that, it was with Watt, and that turned out to be one of the best picks he ever made. I just think he goes for blockbuster over independent films. I think he's more of a Spider-Man guy than, I don't know, Lady Bird or something like that. You know, that's just how I read him right now. I think he wants to show people, I'm taking a shot on this brash, cocky kid.
Hold on. Then why not wait a year, actually be at peace with the idea that you might have to be very bad for 1 year to do this? Roll the dice to a small amount that Arch Manning is going
to
come out after a really
good year.
Because
you have to be the worst team in the league, and
Mike, there's a first time for everything.
It's anathema to them, and there's also no guarantee that
Arch Manning's a bigger blockbuster.
Of course he is, but
probably a better pro.
That requires 2-15. I don't know. I'm not a big Mike Tomlin fan, and I don't think that this roster is that good either. But they're not 2-15 bad. And the team that gets that number one pick, and this is also obviously with also the big caveat that Manning comes out, the team that gets that pick is not trading it.
No, you don't trade a Manning.
Right. So they're keeping that pick and they're taking him. So that requires you to go from 10-7 to 2-15. And that just seems it's not even worth entertaining because I just don't see any realistic way it happens for them.
Shedeur Sanders has sounded off on all this, simply tweeting, I'm built for whatever today may bring. Might want to consider tomorrow in there too, my friend.
Why's that?
Might be a day two pick. I didn't have the heart to make that joke in part because I think I would end up being proven wrong and I would get dunked on by that freezing cold takes guy or something.
Oh, who cares about that?
I still think
throw some balls and do it. Who cares about freezing cold takes?
The problem was it wasn't an original joke.
Big deal.
The mentions are filled with people just writing the word tomorrow back to him.
He's already picked his song for when he comes out tonight. They have walkout music with every prospect. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw it briefly. I skimmed by it. What is his?
Now I can't find his.
Here it is. I got it. But wait a minute. His isn't on this. He's not on this list.
Maybe he didn't pick music. He should have picked one of his dad's raps from back in the day.
Matthew Golden, International Players Anthem. Great choice.
A lot of these guys like Gunna. You guys listen to him at all? Don, are you a Gunna guy?
Isn't that Gunna?
Or Gunna? You like him?
Yeah, Gunna, I think, would be writing songs about something
else. I'm actually having him on tonight around 7:30.
How about Jalen Milroe's coming out to Rich Homie Quan?
That's one of the few songs on here I actually I recognize.
That's actually Starkey's favorite band these days.
I'm going to tell you right now whose stock is just plummeting for me.
Favorite band.
Whose stock is plummeting for me based on this. Shamar Stewart. He's coming out to a Drake song, buddy. You want to talk about winning your one-on-one battles. Nobody's been losing more of them the last year than Drake.
Lil Wayne's on here, so I obviously know who that is, an outcast, but
Joe
Jay-Z.
Starkey, first-round pick Joe Starkey. I'm coming out to That's What You Get for Loving Me by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
But Chris Berman would look at this list to be like, where's Three Dog Night?
Where's Warren
Zevon? Who is picking the Yardbirds?
Where's Jackson Brown?
Speaking of, by the way, this is what I hinted at before we went to break. So the odds makers are not buying into any of the now local reporting that Shedeur Sanders is not on the Steelers' mind at 21. Odds, team odds, who will pick Shedeur Sanders in this year's draft? You can bet on this. Steelers minus 150. So you'd have to bet 150 to win $100. They think it's better than 50-50 he's picked by the Steelers.
What is
These
the
are the
implied
odds makers.
What's the implied percentage on that one?
Like 55%.
Okay, yeah.
Browns 4-1. Giants 6-1. Raiders 10-1. So they are a big favorite compared to the next team.
I'm going to still say that the Browns trade back into the first round and get him and pair him with Hunter again.
That's Steelers first take. Position drafted. Quarterback minus 135. Defensive line plus 240. Then running back plus 850. O-line 12-1. Cornerback 12-1. So
wide receiver not even on there.
No. Again, quarterback better than 50-50 to be the first pick, and that would obviously get you. That's the reason why it's cheaper than Sanders, is you get Jackson Dart and Jalen Milroe in there, too, if that's what they do.
There's just so much about Sanders' actual game that doesn't match up with what we hear Mike say he values in quarterbacks. If you went strictly by the rubric Mike has put out through his comments on what he thinks makes for a tough-to-defend and good quarterback prospect, it, honest to God, would be Jalen Milroe.
And I think
it would be Dart, by the way, more than it would be Sanders if we're comparing guys who are actually getting talked about around the first round. Dart has more of the things Mike likes: athletic ability, better runner, better arm.
There's part of me that thinks, if this is a red herring, that Milroe is the guy they actually like. If it is a game and they're screwing with everybody, that's the guy they're screwing with everybody for. That's their preference.
At 21 or just later?
I would say later. I would say trade down.
At 21. I mean,
Starkey's prediction on his show was that's what they do. They trade out of pick 21 and their first pick ends up being Milroe.
Did he say where they would make that pick, though?
He may have, but that kind of got lost in the sauce for
Why,
me.
What happened?
Because this rumor from Joe, I thought, took the cake today.
I was at a golf center yesterday. There was a man there who would have no reason to lie. He's one of these guys who knows everything. We run into these guys, right? They know everybody and everything. I'll tell you this. While I was talking to him, Mark Whipple called him. Okay, so he was talking to Mark Whipple next to me.
Sure.
So when he's the kind of guy that there's BSers, and then there's guys, well, this guy really does know a lot of people. He obviously does, because he's standing there talking to Whipple. He tells me after that Aaron Rodgers' people are calling around looking for a golf club, a country club, so to speak. So I take that as one more little clue, Bob, that Aaron Rodgers could be headed this way.
So we've heard he's looking for a house in Robinson. Aaron Rodgers looking for a house.
I also heard a cranberry house rumor, a cul-de-sac.
We've heard he's contacted gardeners.
Contacted golf courses, country clubs.
And now he's looking for a golf club or country club.
Now, would he go Diamond Run? I think Trubisky and those guys were
there. The person to ask. I mean, where do you think he's trying to go?
So, he can't just call Oakmont and say, hello, I'm Aaron Rodgers. That they would rebuff him.
Oakmont would not let Aaron Rodgers cut the line?
No, they actually would not.
Whew.
I don't even think it would enter into, the equation for them to even consider it.
Imagine if that was the reason why he didn't come here. He tells the people at Oakmont, I just want to cut the line and get on here. And they just say, nope.
They would say,
all right, I'm going to retire.
That would be swiftly rejected.
But they open up the friggin', they roll out the red carpet for Malzi.
I mean,
Malzi and Pomp, here comes that red carpet. They'll find the biggest one they got.
So I'm just running through. Butler's a great club, but it's too far out. Fox Chapel, I think, is sort of cut from the Oakmont cloth of, I don't think they're going to just tell Aaron, yeah, you know what, we might have a wait list, but you're good, man. I would say your Diamond Runs, your Montour Heights, maybe a Treesdale. A lot of Porters out there at Treesdale, among others. I think there are a lot of former athletes who are at Treesdale. So, what are you looking over there at?
I'm also just thinking about how how does that get on Mark Whipple's radar?
Also, when Mark Whipple does a phone call, does somebody run and hand him the phone, and then he talks into it, then they run the phone back out to the other person, his play calling style? We do it that way. Yeah, and why is that? Because Whipple's a good golfer, isn't he?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think Whipple's a pretty good golfer.
Well, then that would make sense.
A pretty avid golfer.
Rodgers' people are calling around looking for a golf club, a country club, so to speak.
Well, you think Joe, if this actually is true, he'll be like, Aaron, Joe Starkey, I'd love to come play your club.
Yeah.
What's the funniest thing we could find out? Like, Rogers is setting up, like, you know, what? Isn't there a Wegmans or something going up in Cranberry? Yeah, I heard he's setting up an automatic grocery delivery once a week.
Just based on
raw milk.
Just the exactly the spiritual journey he's on. I'm surprised he hasn't like tried to find a medium or a
well, isn't
a place
he dating
for hot yoga or something like that?
Isn't he dating a woman purportedly who's like a isn't she calling herself a Wiccan, a witch of some kind?
You know any Wiccans, Don?
W-I-C-C-A-N, Wiccan.
How about Ninny Proctor back in like the Salem days? John Proctor. Wasn't it Ninny Proctor?
Now, who was doing all the pressing and the crushing? That sounds like
Giles
a horrible
Corey.
Way to
Giles
go.
Giles Corey got crushed by the rocks.
The women there got a raw deal in Salem.
You
boy.
Think?
They really did.
You I think raw deal might be putting it
you
mildly.
You want to talk about a miscarriage of justice.
They like accused over 200 women.
Those ladies got effed big time.
Yeah, they got killed.
I know.
30 of them found guilty. 19 hung. One other man, Corey, he died under torture. He did not.
He had the
plead.
Infamous "more weight" quote. Man, they were just tossing rocks on him, and he said, "more weight."
That would be a horrible way to go for Big Giles Corey.
Podcasting isn't just evolving; it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast: The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.